At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Last month, the Italian tourism minister had to resign following a scandal over his affair with an influencer. And just to make things a bit more complicated, the Italian police are investigating allegations of threats being made and that the influencer illegally filmed while in the Italian parliament by using what's known as spy glasses. For reasons she's not willing to reveal, News Talk's Jess Kelly has a pair of spy glasses and joins us now. Afternoon, Jess.
Afternoon, Sean.
So you're wearing them. You're spying on me right now.
I've taken 3 videos and 4 photographs and I don't think you even noticed.
No.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
These are called Ray-Ban Stories. Don't they look cool? I know.
No, they look like regular glasses.
I look a bit like Ronnie Corbett. They're slightly too big and thick for my face. But for all intents and purposes, they just look like normal glasses. I'm a regular glasses wearer. So if I wanted, I could get my prescription put into them.
Mm.
You can also get sunglass variation. But for the most part, they just look like standard glasses. However, when I take them off, you'll notice that the arms of the glasses, which is the technical term, I'm sure, are slightly thicker.
Yeah.
And that's because all the technology is built into the sides of the glasses. So you have controls on the left-hand side for power. And on the right-hand side, there is a trigger button at the top.
Okay, I see it now. Yes.
So when these are on my face, you might think I'm just pushing my hair behind my ear, but yeah. I'm actually pressing the button to either take a photograph or a video of you.
Right, okay.
And there are 2 teeny tiny little cameras either side.
Yeah. Which, of course, when you point them out, you can see them now. But yeah.
But when I walked into the room, I wore these around the office floor earlier on and not a single person, Quilly inside, recognised them as not my normal glasses. But I don't think he knew necessarily that they were spy glasses.
Yeah.
If you look at me for a second, as I press the button, you see the little white light that lit up on the side
of
the glasses?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So that's there for security purposes to let people in my vicinity know that I am taking a photograph or a video.
You'd have to be fairly observant, though, to spot that.
You'd need to be gawking at me. And you'd also need to know that...
staring at you in a slightly creepy way. Yeah.
Which I'm a huge fan of. So if you ever see me, please do that. But that's the only indicator that's there, is that when the camera is activated, it'll take the picture. There are also, there's speakers built in. So I can listen to my music on this. I can walk around listening to Spotify or to News Talk as I'm going around. I can also take and make calls from them as well.
Crikey, they do everything then.
They do everything. And to be fair... And this is why I'm slightly frustrated at the notion of them being painted as spy glasses, because as a nerd, they're nerd glasses. These are what I want.
But they were actually, do you remember your Google Glass and everybody just thought they were ridiculous?
Yeah.
But this is like Google Glass, but not stupid.
More useful, I would say, in terms of day-to-day uses. Because Google Glass, the difference with Google Glass was, firstly, they looked horrific.
Yeah.
And when you wore them, information would appear on the lenses. So I'd be talking to you, but rather than looking at you, I'd be looking at the information that's appearing on the screen.
Mm.
And they were also a bit clunky and a bit finickety, whereas these serve a very clear purpose. They are there rather than me wearing headphones when I'm walking around town, which would block the sounds of trams or cars or people or whatever. I can hear, but I can still get the sound of my music. There's a mic built in, so again, I can make and take my calls. And if I am so inclined as a content creator or whatever, I could capture content and post it. So because this is a Meta product, there's a particular app that you put on your phone. It's called Meta View. And anytime I take a photograph or a video, I can also say, hey, Facebook, take a photograph. And it's just done it there now.
Yeah.
So I can interact with it. It gets sent to my phone and I can have it up on my Instagram stories within a matter of seconds. So when you strip away the creepiness for a second, right? And that's how these were designed, to be a cool, innovative product that you would actually use.
Mm.
And I genuinely would use them if I wasn't terrified of getting sued.
Yeah. Now, so they're linked by Bluetooth to your phone?
Yes.
To your okay. So it's all, it kind of all goes in that route.
It's exactly like having a smartwatch. Do you know what I mean? So you, when you download the app, it'll put you through your paces in terms of pairing and so on. And it takes a matter of seconds to do. And as I said, at its very core, it is super useful. Mark Zuckerberg has posted numerous pieces of content showcasing how he uses them. So whether he's on the wakeboard at the back of one of his boats, you know, going around drinking a beer on the 4th of July, whether he's cooking in the kitchen, whether he's doing his jiu-jitsu, like he's a very interesting multidisciplined person. But also that the premise of this was for people, if you're a chef, if you're creating content and you want hands free, if you want to see, if you want to show people what it is that you see, this is the perfect vehicle for it.
Yeah, except and particularly in Europe, in, you know, in where GDPR and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Do you have to, is there any legal requirement anyone to warn someone that I might be, you know, filming you?
Yeah. So this is why, and this was one of the questions that, that arose when these first came out. And that's why the indication light lights up when it's when they're in use. I think, you know, Meta, to be fair, did a pretty hefty push in terms of awareness when these did come out. But you are, I suppose, for the most part, operating on the basis of being sound and saying, Sean, I got glasses with cameras on my face. We're going for a coffee. Just FYI, watch out for the light, and that way you'll know if I'm a creep or not. I don't think that's how the world works. Do you know?
Yeah.
And I think, like many different types of technology, all it takes is for somebody to use it for bad purposes or even accidentally. Like you could imagine being at a park or a playground or watching your your kids play at a school or whatever, and you're there snapping away and all of a sudden you're getting stuff that perhaps you shouldn't. And because particularly with the video, so you know if you're taking a video on your phone, you can see on the screen what it is you're filming.
Yeah.
When I'm wearing these, and I just did it outside while you were talking to David before the break, I kind of looked around. And so I was trying not to see you. I was just trying to look around the room. But because the glasses, the lens of the glasses isn't where my eyes are.
Yeah.
I don't know until I've captured the content. Do you know what I mean?
Okay, yeah. It's like an old-fashioned camera then, in that regard.
You have to wait for it to be developed on your phone and then you see what you take. So I think it's operating in a bit of a hazy area. You can instantly see how they could be misused and abused. But I don't think they're going to go away anytime soon. They're actually one of the big wins that Meta has had in terms of developments over the last number of years. When they rebranded from Facebook to Meta, there was this notion that we'd all be operating in the metaverse, right? Yeah. And so you and I would never see each other again. You'd see my avatar and that'd be it. That kind of has disappeared a little bit. Now they're all about Llama, which is their version of ChatGPT, their AI model. And again, it's cool to see that innovation going on, but it hasn't really transformed our lives. Technology like this, I do think, could be super beneficial for people who don't want to have the phone on them the whole time or go around with headphones the entire time. It is a nice, free and easy way to be able to just, you know, take your pictures that when you want, make and take your calls, listen to your music. I think at its core, it's cool.
Yeah. When did they come out then?
I think the first iteration came out about 3 or 4 years ago. And they were met with a bit of caution and hesitation. I think because they were on the back of Google Glass, and also Snapchat had brought out Snap Glasses, which would allow you to put filters. I think it was like augmented reality and all that kind of jazz. And it didn't really make a splash. In certain parts of the world, these glasses are quite popular. And I think it's about the normalization of them, if that's what society wants. I don't know if it's what society wants. The reality is everybody has a recorder, a camera and a video camera in their back pocket anyway. So it's getting used to the notion of having it on your face. I remember a few years ago, Samsung brought out one of its first wearables. And I remember myself and Pat Kenny were given one each for reviews. And we were sitting opposite each other at the time. And we spent about 3 hours just taking pictures of each other across the desk. We were like, this is like Knight Rider or the Power Rangers. It's kind of cool. But then that disappeared because I suppose, would you feel comfortable if I was sitting here with my, you know, hand under my chin and my watch was taking photographs of you?
Because that gesture in itself feels kind of like you're being sneaky.
It's a little bit dodge. So I think they're trying to walk this tight line between innovation and Creepzilla Firefox.
Yeah. How much are they?
Spenny. They're, depending on whether you want the prescription version or not, between 300 and 500 euro. I really do think they are cool. It's, you know what this is? And I'm going to say the C word on air. They are the perfect Christmas gift for anyone who has everything. This is the way to go.
Jess Kelly, get out of the studio right now. Jess Kelly there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.